Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Imam al-Hussein and Kindness, Charity and Love for Poor. Imam Hussein is our third Imam. He was well known for his kindness, charity and love for the poor. One day when Imam al-Hussein was riding through the streets of Medina, he came across some beggars who had gathered together to eat the food that they had begged for during the day. The beggars saw Imam al-Hussein and invited him to join them. Imam Hussein was not allowed to take anything given in charity or sadaqah as he was from the family of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Sadaqah is forbidden or haram for all members of the family of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, or Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all. Imam Hussein got off his horse and sat down with the beggars. He then explained to them that although he would love to eat with them, he could not because as a member of the family of the Holy Prophet, he could not take sadaqah. As an alternative, he invited all of the beggars to his house for food so that they could all eat together. Moral of the story: you should always be kind to others, especially the poor. You should not compromise your beliefs for anyone. But at the same time, you should be polite in how you tell them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله dear audience welcome to a new episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio This is Zainab Musavi and what we do in this program is to listen to certain religious stories and then take the moral lessons and themes out of these stories and make use of them in our ordinary life Well, our subject of talk for today is about kindness and its value in Islam You know, mercy and kindness occupy an important place in the Islamic social code. The Holy Book of Quran narrates the courtesy of the last prophet in the following words. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك It is by some mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you are gentle to them. Has you been harsh and hard-hearted, they would have scattered from about you. This Quranic verse clarifies that benevolence and kindness of the Holy Prophet وسلم, to all was one of the reasons of people's attraction towards him. People are fed up of discourtesies and harsh persons, and certainly such persons are the victims of their own bad nature. As omission and unwanted errors are part of human nature, the same should be overlooked and retaliation avoided. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked once, What is the definition of good manners? The Imam replied, Keeping your wings soft. That is, behaving benevolently and courteously, talking sweetly and variously, and meeting your fellow brethren with a happy and smiling face. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in his will to his son, Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, said, Bear yourself towards your brother in such a way that if he disregards kinship, you keep to it. When he turns away, be kind to him and draw near to him. When he withholds, spend for him. When he goes away, approach him. When he is harsh, be lenient. When he commits wrong, think of his excuse for it. So my soul, as though you are a slave of him, and he is the benevolent master over you. But take care of that this should not be done inappropriately, and that you should not behave so with an undeserving person. Okay, for now let's go for a short break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspect of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. We are talking about kindness in Islam, and we recited some hadith from our infallible imams in that regard. Now let's go for a story in that regard. Once, while the fourth imam, Ali ibn al-Husayn, or Imam Zainul Abidin, alayhi salam, was sitting at his place with people of various schools of thought, a man entered and out of malice abused the imam, then went away. A little after, Imam spoke with audience. He said, "Did you witness how this fellow misbehaved and abused me? Now I want to go to him with you to answer him." Everyone was willing for this job. The associates followed the Imam with the idea that Imam would certainly put him to task, but were surprised to hear the Imam reciting this Quranic verse: وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظُ وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The man of piety are those who restrain anger and forgive people, for Allah loves those who do good. They knew that the Imam did not want to take revenge, and reaching his house, they called him, being sure that the Imam with his party had come for revenge. He came out duly prepared to face the situation, however unexpected. He found the Imam with a smiling face. The Imam told him, "Shortly, you came to me and said this and that. Now I have just come to tell you that if you were right in those words, and I really possess the evil pointed out by you, I pray to Allah to forgive me and to pardon my bad conduct. And if you had told lies and blamed me for things which are not in me, then I pray to Allah to pardon you and to forgive your sin." This noble attitude disarmed that man, and he apologized to Imam in these words: "O son of the Messenger of Allah, you do not have any of the evils which I had spoken. Instead, it is I who deserved all these words." Through this sensible approach, Imam converted his bitter enemy into his friend and also taught practical lesson of forgiveness to his disciples. These principles of kindness in Islam align with the broader Islamic teachings and the Quranic emphasis on compassion, mercy, and social responsibility. They serve as a guide for us to cultivate a compassionate and caring attitude towards others. Okay, dear listeners, that's the time we've got for today's episode. I hope that you have enjoyed it. And until another one, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innu
القلوب.